from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hold on, we have breaking news. Huh. Breaking news. Breaking news. It is done, folks. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. The Dolphins and quarterback Tua Tagovailoa have a deal. Sources tell me and Mike Garofalo they have agreed to terms on a 4-year, $212.4 million contract extension to lock him in long term. At long last, Miami's franchise quarterback is paid like it. Play the music, Solana. We didn't have anything prepared. We didn't. This has surprised all of us. Hey!
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball,
the ball, 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 ball. Adam Beasley tweets out $53.1 million average for Tua.
I would love to see the guaranteed money. I don't know how it's structured, but
we're going to find out shortly, would be my guess.
That's $53 million a year. Congratulations, Tagovailoa family.
Generational wealth.
Oh.
And
whatever he wants.
Then, of course, Jim Barry from CBS4 with the Tua Tagovailoa song.
Tua can now do whatever he wants on any day of his life.
So it is done. I have maintained. Mm-hmm. You have also been on board. The guy has earned this contract. I am thrilled as a Dolphins fan that, because for me, this team, this offense specifically, and we have to obviously see about the protection, but this offense specifically is built to win now.
Mm-hmm.
And Tua is a huge part of that, if not the biggest part of that. I am glad that he got paid. He earned it. It's one thing if you think he didn't earn it. It's another thing if you think he earned it. I do. I did. I've been clear about that. So again, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, says the Dolphins and Tua have a deal. Sources tell me and Mike Garofalo, they've agreed to terms on a 4-year, $212.4 million contract extension to lock him in long term.
You got your quarterback. Can y'all tell me the last time you had the leading passer in the league? Tell me the last time you had an explosive offense. Tell me the last time you were watching the Dolphins and it wasn't Ronnie Brown faking it to Ricky Williams and you were excited about the offensive set. Just yes. Tua deserves this. Mike McDaniel and him are a great combination. I'm happy. And now Tua's going to practice every single period of the practice. Boy, we got something going this year.
So, Lon, I asked you yesterday because you were the one who was a little hesitant about giving him this kind of money. And I said to you, when it does happen, are you going to be upset? And you said no. But sometimes you can't help what you feel. So I tell you the news and you're feeling what?
Not upset. I don't disagree with you guys that he earned this money. I don't think he should be a top five paid quarterback. By the way, he's going to be making pretty much what Jared Goff is making, $53 million, so just under Burrow and Trevor Lawrence annual average salary. I mean, it's pretty simple, right? This is what the market is for guys who are getting paid right now. And I'm not surprised that the Dolphins are paying him this much money. I'm not upset about it. I still don't think he should be getting paid this much, but this is what it is. This is what I expected to happen as well.
Reading a tweet from Ari Merov. I don't know who he is. He says covers the NFL for the 33rd team FB, but he's got 700,000 plus followers. He says Tua, $53.1 million per year on average and a whopping $167 million guaranteed.
That's good money.
So it's good money.
So really 3 years, yeah, three guaranteed because the 23 this year is already set. Yeah, 150 plus. Yeah, so that fourth year might be some funny money, but.
Yeah, Marcel Louis Jacques has tweeted, Tua Dolphins agreed a four-year $212.4 million contract, $167 million guaranteed, sources tell Adam Schefter. So here's, according to Schefter, highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL on a per-year basis. Number one, Joe Burrow, $55 million. Mm-hmm. Number two, Trevor Lawrence, $55 million. Number three, Tua, $53.1 million. Number four, Jared Goff, $53 million. Number five, Justin Herbert, $52.5 million. Number six, Lamar Jackson, $52 million. Number seven, Jalen Hurts, $51 million.
Hmm. Is that the holdup, do you think? They wanted more than Goff.
The point one.
No yeah. joke. More 100%. Than Goff.
I remember Nick Saban famously having a contract, I think it was at Alabama, that ordained he has to have his base salary $1 more than the highest paid head coach in college football.
Yep.
And if I'm athletes first, his representation, mm-hmm. you know, you I mean, that's the way, you know, the way that a team would use wins or losses or that we would use ratings or downloads. That's the way an agent would probably gauge success. And it's fleeting because it always changes. But, yeah, you want to have the third highest paid quarterback rather than the fourth highest paid quarterback, something along those lines. So I could see that being part of the holdup, sure.
And look at who's around him. Lawrence, he's sandwiched by Lawrence and Goff. Like, you
seems
can't
right.
be upset by that.
It seems right, right?
Herbert's right underneath there. Then Lamar Jackson signed his deal before. Lamar's going to jump. I would get Patrick Mahomes is about to jump here soon because he's got to get over 55. It's going to keep going up and up and up and up and up. And that's what the salary cap does, and that's what these quarterbacks do. To your point, Hawk, the Patrick Mahomes team has called Kansas City and said, so that's what we're doing now? Because mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes signed a $500 million deal. Oh, no, I need a little more than that. And they're going to give him every penny he wants.
Even somebody like Lamar or Patrick Mahomes, who did sign long-term extensions, oh, well, I deserve to be the highest-paid player, average
right, yeah,
annual value.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I know I was,
right.
but I no longer am. So now I would like to be in the am, not the was. But that's the way this works. And again, this works only in that situation for the elite of the elite.
Yes.
That doesn't work for everyone. You know, Kirk Cousins doesn't get to look at that and say X, you know, who's a Baker Mayfield doesn't get to look at that and say, but yeah, Patrick Mahomes. Mm. Yeah. I mean, that's a generational talent. So yeah, whatever he wants.
Josh Allen, because he's not on that list either. Those guys
right.
are.
Josh Allen's agent goes to Buffalo and goes, wait a second. Let me read to you, you know, the top eight paid quarterbacks in the NFL. And then you tell me if someone's missing. You know, so, but there you go. Tua, long-term deal, huge monster deal with the Miami Dolphins. Market July 26, 2024. It's 317 right now. It's a done deal. We can go back to drive-through radio or whatever. That was the only thing we had left on the calendar. Now we can worry about the opening ceremony.
So now what? You talk.
Tyreek.
Pay Tyreek.
No, but you okay, he got paid. You got to win a Super Bowl, right? Am I crazy? Like
you let me look at that Schefter list again. Hold on. Hold on. Let me just see the company. So Joe Burrow is number one, highest paid quarterback.
Hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Trevor Lawrence is the second highest paid.
Nope.
Hasn't won anything.
Tua's the third highest paid.
Nope.
Jared Goff is fourth.
Nope.
Justin Herbert is fifth.
Nope.
Lamar Jackson is sixth.
Nope.
Jalen Hurts is seventh.
Yes.
Has
okay,
not.
So to answer your, what's that?
Jalen Hurts has not won a Super Bowl. He went to a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Hurt? Nope.
They lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah, right, to the Chiefs.
So to answer your question, Solana, no. He does not have to win a Super Bowl because none of those guys have won a Super Bowl.
Perfect. We're in business, gentlemen. Let's
go. The list keep...
First round exit. Sign me up, baby.
We're in business.
How deep do we have to go in quarterbacks pay until a Super Bowl pops up?
I'm guessing you'd have to get to Mahomes, right?
That's it, because it was Mahomes. Brady's not playing anymore. Or I don't know what Matt Stafford's making. He's active. He won one.
He's supposed to be getting a new deal, though, right? Didn't we read that the other day?
Schefter points out, and I think this probably went without saying, Tua is now the owner of the richest contract in Dolphins franchise history.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Remember we were looking up Marino's career earnings the other day, and I think in football he made $51.5 million. Tua this year will make more in one season than Dan Marino made in his entire NFL career.
17-year career, by the way. Not a short little quick career.
Josh Allen's making 43. Patrick Mahomes making 45. Sean Watson, 46. Yeah, they about to be upset.
Look at that, man. All you haters that have been texting for weeks when I keep saying, give that man his money and prepare yourself because he's getting it. And everyone go, oh, he's got the franchise tag. They're not going to give him anything. They've got him locked up. He hasn't shown you enough. Now what are you going to do? Going to root against him? Going to root for him to fail? Take your L's. This guy is a franchise quarterback. Dolphins have just told you he's a franchise quarterback. Without question, the best quarterback that they've had since Dan Marino.
Mm-hmm.
And gives them their best chance to actually win a Super Bowl since Dan Marino.
I found a list.
Of?
Of the rest of them. Kyler Murray, $46 million. Watson, Cousins. Mahomes is 11.
Wow. Well, someone's early Friday afternoon in Kansas City, like an early Friday afternoon exit to go play some golf, just got canceled.
Hey man, call Andy. Let him know we don't like this too much.
All right, let's get headlines. I mean, this is what we've been waiting on. Number. It happens on a Friday, gives us a little something to talk about. I'm very excited. I'm hoping we get the T-Pain version of the Dolphins fight song at some point this afternoon, because that really, for me, cements the excitement.
T-Pain.
Better than the original. It is.
It's not.
It is. 100%.
Don't you better than... Yeah. Don't do that, Solana.
Oh, we're going to hear that before the end of the day. Don't worry.
Better.
Yeah.
These headlines
right,
are driven by
let's get headlines
the,
here with Solana.
Yeah, these headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Well, this makes sense, does it not? Tua practiced today.
Mm-hmm.
Makes all the sense in the world. He knew the deal was getting done. It probably, my guess would be it was done before practice, or there was an agreement in place.
Agreed
before
to,
practice.
Yeah. Like, hey, we gotta write down a couple of little addendums or whatever, but we are in agreement when it comes to the money. You're going to get, you know, $167 million guaranteed. You're going to be the third highest paid quarterback in the NFL. You're going to be the highest contract in Dolphins history, pretty storied history. Are you feeling good? Yeah. All right, well, get your ass out there and practice.
The NFL contract's not that, like, in-depth. The incentives and escalators and all that are 1,000 pages you have to initial. But then, like, the one front page is very simple. It's going to have 2024, 25, 26, 27 on there, and your salary for the rest of the year. It was very
surprising. What's his game check workout? How many game checks are there?
I could do that, man.
Like you only get 17 paychecks a season?
18 now, because you do get paid for the bye week. Well, I used to, but I'm old.
$53 million. How many zeros is that?
30.
Divided by 18. $2,944,444.44.
About $3 million per game, Crowder. Similar to your checks?
I'm gonna smack your mouth if you ask that question. That was my.
Well, joke's on you. My mouth is padded with a Raisin Cane's chicken finger.
That's my annual salary. So he'll make $2.1 million after taxes.
Yeah, he'll probably clear about $2 million.
Yeah,
every after game. Taxes.
And this is what, you know what? I hate that we gave that information, because this is what fans get mad at. Yeah.
Should have played quarterback, Crowder. I don't know what to tell you. How's that arm?
Oh. I don't know if this scar tissue and these screws in my feet and knees are going to be any better.
Most relief person today, I'm telling you, is Mike White. He's like,
oh yeah. It's like, finally, let's get back to some golf and clipboards. How much are his game checks? So $4 million a season divided by 18. What is that, Jimmy?
Out of my head, I don't know. I took the calculator.
$222,000, Hawk.
That's not a bad gig, huh?
Well,
it's the best position in the NFL, backup quarterback. It really is.
He pulled 155 after taxes.
It's the best position if you're rarely used, right? Who was the guy for Kansas City? He came in the playoffs.
Chad Henne.
I mean, that guy for how long? 10 years? Matt Moore, after he left the Dolphins, he probably did that for 10 or 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just collect money.
It's a bunch of them. Harrington, after he busted Dan Orlovsky. Like, those guys just sit around and make $2 million a year for nothing.
Wear a headset on the sideline.
Oh, man. What a pleasure. I wish.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Miami Dolphins quarterback is officially paid.
Let's go.
I like it.
Let's go.
I do. I like it.
We will always remember National Chicken Fingers Day.
Hey, well, his Christmas presents this year to the Dolphins quarterback room. Better be something special, all right? None of that.
I mean,
Yeti
the guy loves
crap.
Christmas. He made it very clear on Hard Knocks. The guy loves Christmas. Hey, you don't change your attitude about Christmas now, Tua. That's Mike White talking.
Don't let money change you.
No wonder Dan Marino was handing out isotoners. Only made $51 million in his career. Dan just called Nutrisystem right now to re-up.
Yeah, dumb.
Dan is literally on the phone looking for a jugs machine.
Calling Dupe and the boys, so let's run it back.
You got anything left?
You joke, man, but with the amount of conversation we've all had about Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, better than the Marx brothers, like, those guys, I guarantee they've thought about it. Just, like, internally.
Those guys have been very clear that they have thought about it.
Listen, man. Get Dupe. Talk to Mark Dupa with no camera or mic around about football. It's the funniest thing in the world. You know, they were both, like, track stars. They were like they were the most amazing athletes of their time, but we just didn't have Twitter and Instagram.
They had cachet, like they had swag. Would they have been stars in today's day and age?
Mm-hmm. You give Duper and Clayton Instagram and Twitter. Oh my goodness gracious!
Look out.
Hey, Hawk, you've been saying this entire time, you think Tua's going to scramble more. You think Tua's going to be more mobile. After he signs this, you're probably spot on because there's nothing to lose anymore, right? You just signed
$167. Yeah, it's pretty much all guaranteed or I shouldn't say all guaranteed, but $167 million guaranteed is as much as you're going to get in the NFL. Like, yeah, now you go out. And I would imagine that's part of the conversations, right? So what are some of the shortcomings as we talk about doing this gigantic contract? What are some of the shortcomings? Ask Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. We'd love for him to have the ability to scramble a little more. We'd love for him to be at least the thought of a threat with his legs so that defenses don't have to discount him. Because, you know, we've got some pretty good wide receivers. Mm-hmm. If they have to account for his legs as well, that may open up even more passing yards. And so I'm sure they talk with Tua and his trainer and the medical staff. They go, you know, what are the ramifications if we allow him to scramble? And, you know, he had a very healthy season last year. Very healthy season.
The only other headlines, not that anybody cares about absolutely anything else today, but the Olympics opening ceremony is ongoing right now on NBC. I'm streaming it on Peacock right now in our studios, and you have the Marlins opening up a 3-game series in Milwaukee today. They did trade AJ Puck, reliever, to the Diamondbacks yesterday in return for two prospects from the Diamondbacks. Tonight's first pitch will be at 8:10 p.m. in Milwaukee. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations. Partly cloudy, but very hot today. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
We feeling good?
Hey, we said.
I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good.
I was excited about this upcoming season, and we said it to Appel in the 2 o'clock hour. Like, are we really going to get to a preseason game or a regular season game and not have him under a big extension? And the answer is no, we are not, because it's done.
$53 million a year.
I might put in a Super Bowl future during this commercial break.
Nah, don't do that.
Text him.
Just send me whatever money you're going to put in the Hard Rock app. I'll put it to better use.
Unbelievable, these guys.
Let me hold something.
I got you. Who are you texting? Tua?
I'm going to text Tua.
You working on your draft?
Hey, two, big two,
what it is, baby?
Let me.
I'm a let me guy.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.